Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 126 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. And if you caught the last podcast that I shared with you, I told you that we had a whole bunch of girls over at the house because my daughter was having a sleepover. I am happy to report that I survived the sleepover, that everybody survived the sleepover. There was even a little bit of sleep. So, you know, that was a fantastic thing. I will say that I am, again, recording the episode from my closet because I kind of like the acoustics in here. You know, you've got all of the clothes and they kind of like remove some of the echoing and everything. So I'm going to try it out for a little bit and see how it goes. So, wanted to tell you real quick, as of today, at least as far as the day that this is being released, the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit is still going for a couple more days. It'll end on the end of day on Wednesday, January 8th. So 50 video presentations. You can get certificates of completion for them. Lots of great topics, lots of great speakers. Head on over to ditchsummit.com if you haven't checked it out. So, oh, I also did want to mention real quick, next week I'm going to be heading to the FETC conference down in Miami, Florida. I know you probably feel really bad for me that I have to go to Miami in January, but, you know, somebody's got to do it. So I'm going to be bringing some, or at least planning on doing some interviews for the podcast. So I'm going to be bringing back some of my favorite takeaways and some, you know, interviews and information from some folks from the FETC conference. So keep your eyes peeled or your ears peeled, I guess, on that. I did want to share with you a quick tip and an app to check out that was from the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit, but also from my latest book, Don't Ditch That Tech, that's about differentiation with technology. So in one of those video presentations at the Ditch Summit, my co-authors, Nate and Angie Ridgway, were in on it. And we were talking about ways that we can do differentiated instruction, you know, about meeting students where they are and helping them to go forward exactly where they are and being able to do it in a, you know, an efficient and a reasonable way. One of the ways that we talked about was to use this app called IORAD. So if you haven't heard of IORAD before, you can just go do a search for it, I-O-R-A-D, and you'll find it real easily. It sets up as an extension in your Google Chrome browser. And so here's what you do once you get it set up, is you're going to click on that extension, you know, that little button up in the top right-hand corner of your web browser. And you're going to say start, and you're going to create a tutorial that basically walks students through some steps that you want them to take. And so once you hit start, you're going to go through and do the steps that you want students to do. So, you know, you'll start maybe on a website and you'll click certain places and you'll do certain things. And what IORAD is doing is it is recording what you're doing, but it's not recording it through video. It's just keeping track of what does the screen look like and where you're you clicking and what are you doing. And so by gathering all of these steps, it's not recording anything as data rich as a video, but it does make the steps very, very clear. And so once you're done, you're able to go back and look at the steps that IORAD gathered. You're able to add some text so you can add some extra, you know, context or information or instructions or whatever. And then you're able to share your tutorial with a link. So here's why I share this with you. IORAD does make the claim that it's the easiest way to create tutorials out on the web, the easiest or the fastest or something like that. Which I think is a pretty valid claim. So when it comes to differentiating, You know, being able to make variations of an assignment or being able to create sometimes different assignments for students can be a part of this, but it can be time consuming. So what's nice about IORAD is that it does let you create these tutorials really fast. And so if you wanted to make variations of a single activity, you could go through and you can make this IORAD and finish it up and share it with a small group of students and do that pretty quickly. And then go do another one and share it with another group of students very quickly. This is also nice for students who have missed school because of absence and you need to show them what to do. This is another way to really quickly do all that. So if you think about it that way, that instead of sitting down with a student, which I mean, It's always you know, valuable and useful to sit down face to face with a student, but it doesn't scale very well. Sometimes we need to be able to do this quickly digitally. And so being able to create these instructions for students or even for parents can be really, really useful when it comes to doing differentiated instruction, but also just like managing the day-to-day life of being a teacher. So IORAD, I-O-R-A-D, go search for it, check it out. It's a pretty great app.
Hi, I'm Dennis Sheeran.
And I'm Raymond Steinmetz from the Instant Relevance Podcast. And we're part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find a show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.